Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to the wonderful ladies of the Women of Influence from my Women of Influence conference who attended and or spoke at the conference. It was pretty amazing. It's the third year that we've done it. This year we're sort of taking on the road to seven cities, including Mountain View was last week. We leave for San Diego on the 26th. Vegas, Seattle, Dallas, Chicago, and Atlanta, and I think I'm forgetting one. At each of these cities, we're going to have wonderful speakers. We'll have some speakers. We'll have more at the event we did last week. We had 22, 23 speakers in San Diego. I think we've got 8 speakers that are registered, and so we're nearly completely booked for the rest of the year, which is really an amazing amazing thing to think about. So want to say once again thank you to all the ladies who came and spoke at the conference, all the attendees. We were pretty booked on both days, so I'm really thrilled about that. And to Tech Code, who, you know, once again sponsored the event or co-sponsored the event, and thank you once again. And to all of our advertisers, we wouldn't be able to do what we do without you, so I'm really, really grateful. Want to give everyone sort of an update also. A few of you have emailed me about my aunt, who I spoke with yesterday, and she's kind of back to her old self. I mean, she... You know, if you listen on a regular basis, you know that she is kind of stubborn, doesn't really listen to anyone, does her own thing, and, you know, that's kind of a family trait. And spoke with her yesterday. She's, you know, she has her good days and her bad days, but otherwise she's doing okay and, you know, getting out and doing things and whatnot. So thank you once again for asking. I really appreciate it. I'm always amazed at the number of people who ask me about my aunt, so I really appreciate that. Thank you. And so now on with the show, and speaking of women of influence, Robin Fye Carpenter is a writer and author of 5 Principles of Joy, and this is the first time to the show. Robin, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
No problem. So tell us who you are, what you do, and how you got started as a speaker and an author.
Well, let's see, who am I? I am, as you said, I'm an author and a muse. I work as a muse for my clients. So what that means is I help people who are creating something, I help them birth what they're creating. The way I got started is that it's kind of always been what I do. I didn't really, you can't really study muse in school. I have a degree in business. And I previously worked as a business consultant, but often found that working with small business owners, you spend a lot of time consulting more on their personal selves versus their business directly. So I realized that it was much easier to take out the business word from the title of what I do and really just help people birth whatever they're creating. And it has worked out a lot better for me. The five principles
okay.
of joy is what I work with them.
Okay, so when you talk about helping them to give birth to whatever they're creating, give me sort of an example so that the audience can get an idea of what you're talking about. I'm assuming you help them with books. What else?
Well, actually, each client is different. I have artists who are clients. I have small business owners who are clients. I have other innovators and creators who are all clients. I have other coaches who are also clients of mine. What I do is spend time with them. We do lots of different things. I do energy work. I give them what I call a stone prescription. My book, Let's Get Stoned, helps people understand how to use stones and crystal energy for whatever it is they're working on in their life. And I help choose the stones for my clients so that they can use that energy for what they're creating. So each client
okay.
is different. That's why I say they're not a typical kind of client.
Okay, so kind of walk me through a consultation with you. I mean, you know, I come to you and I say, Robin, listen, I'm, you know, I need to write this book and I'm having trouble, I'm stuck. You know, can you help me? What's the first thing you would do?
I'd send you an application. So if you said that you really wanted to work with me, first I would send you an application that helps me understand really where you are. I found previously that if I didn't have people fill out the application, I couldn't tell if they really were ready or not. People often feel as though they're ready, but really they're in the I'm ready to get ready stage. So the application helps me kind of weed out the people who are ready to take action versus the people who are ready to get ready. So first you get the application, and then I actually put you through what I call clarity statements, which are all based on the five principles of joy. So you read the statements and get back to me, letting me know how each one of those statements hits you, and then I'm able to see kind of where you're feeling blocked in your creative process.
Okay, so, and you mentioned the five principles of joy. What are the five principles of joy?
So the first principle is love yourself. That's three words, not two. So it's all about loving the self that you are, all of your parts and pieces, the parts you want to judge yourself for and the parts that you love yourself for. So you have to love all of it. And the second principle is trust yourself. So if you're going to love the self that you are, then you have to trust the self that you are, knows exactly what is right for your path. Often I find that is a challenge for people in that they are willing to trust others to tell them what to do because they don't trust themselves enough to know what is right for them. So we have love yourself and trust yourself. Then it is accept your gifts. And that is really twofold. It is not just the gifts that you have to give, but the gifts that you have to receive. And usually that is where people are challenged in that they truly understand how to give the gifts that they have to give, but they often aren't willing to receive the gifts that others have for them. And you have to be in a receiving position to be able to manifest what you want in your life. Excuse me.
Okay,
fourth principle.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. The fourth principle is, where am I? Love yourself, trust yourself, accept your gifts, speak your truth. Speak your truth is often a challenge for people because they don't actually know what their truth is. They know how they feel about things, but they don't know really how to articulate that. So sometimes I have to work on that with people. And then the last one is live your mission. Often we get all the way through, we've done a lot of processing, we've done a lot of work on self, and then we are challenged by actually just taking the step, you know, taking the leap, jumping in and believing that your mission is a mission that can drive you. And so sometimes people have to give permission to give themselves permission to live their mission.
Okay, and I deal with a number of people at my workshops who I call them, you know, they're fixing to do this, they're fixing to do that, and they never get it done. And so how do you handle people who come to you who are not ready?
I don't take them. I have turned down people as clients. The funny thing about that is I have done the thing where I just accept someone as a client, even though in the back of my mind I know that they're not quite ready. And what happens with that is everybody's frustrated. They're frustrated because it's not working. I'm frustrated because they're not doing the work. And so I don't do it anymore. I'm only ready to work with people who are really ready to work because, you know, as I said, my book is called Let's Get Stoned, but the tagline for my book is using stones and crystals to create a life that rocks, because people have to be ready to be in the creation space. They can't be looking to have me come up with the answer or figure it out for them. My responsibility is to help them create the thing that is that they're working to create. But if they're not understanding that they have to take a lot of action in order for those things to happen, then they're not ready for me.
Okay. I like that. Tell everyone where they can locate you, find out more information about you in case they want to work with you. And if you have an offer you'd like to make, feel free to make it.
Okay. So you can get me at info@createalifethatrocks.com. The book is easily available through Balboa Press, and that's often an easy place for people to start. So it would be balboapress.com or Amazon or Barnes & Noble, however you buy books. The book is available that way. The offer is, if someone is hearing this radio program and is interested in working with me, I am offering a $250 discount on signing up for Muse sessions with me.
All right, that sounds good. And how long is that offer good until?
It is today until the end of the month of February.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. Robin, will you come back and talk to us again later time?
I would love to.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, and we will talk to you soon.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, and we will be right back after these messages.
If you are a professional who feels stuck under a glass ceiling and your gifts are going to waste, then I have a special gift for you. I'm Amanda Eloesh, San Francisco's leading spiritual success mentor, and I find that many professionals who come to me feel like they've tried everything they can think of to get ahead and still hunger for more meaning and fulfillment. I can help you to reach more clients and make more money through deep spiritual awakening and medicine ceremonies. For a complimentary 60-minute exploration of how I can help you visit Eloesh.com, that's Eloesh.com, and grab your Breakthrough to Success Mentoring Kit. It's my gift to you so you can stop struggling and start living your purpose now.
Most of us experience 200 chemicals before we get to the breakfast table. Want to kick chemicals to the curb? Start with the largest organ of your body, your skin. From the banks of the Rogue River in Michigan, Flow Soap Studio has created a chemical-free soap that your body will love. Our soap is made with botanical oils, natural colors, and scented with pure essential oils. It's vegan and never tested on animals. That means no tallow from large factory slaughterhouses, no GMO oils, detergents, perfumes, or harsh sulfates. Not a single ingredient is created in a laboratory, so it's safe for the environment and amazing for your skin. Find us on Facebook at Flow Soap Studio or visit flowsoapstudio.com today and get free shipping. That's Flow, F-L-O-W, soapstudio.com.
Hi, this is Lisa Downs with Downs Leadership. I work with technical leaders and teens in STEM professions to increase their productivity, collaboration, and innovation, and decrease dysfunction, miscommunication, and bad fit when it comes to hiring. Basically, if there's a people problem, I can help you solve it. Whether you're a startup or an established business, Downs Leadership can provide you with one-on-one leader coaching, executive coaching, and team building and development. Do any of these scenarios sound familiar? Your business is growing so fast you don't have time to get to know your people. You spend so much time dealing with conflict that you feel like a parent refereeing the kids. You have managers who haven't had good support in knowing how to manage effectively. Your team doesn't know each other well and how to best work together. You keep hiring the wrong people and need some help figuring it out. If you said yes to any of these situations, give me a call at 425-216-3015 or visit downsleadership.com today to learn more and schedule a free leadership strategy session with me. That's Lisa Downs with Downs Leadership. Data-driven, STEM-focused, results realized.
Discover the three top reasons why your money flow may be blocked. You've lost your creativity because you have way too much stress in your life. You are out of alignment with your soul purpose, or your inspiration has run dry. If you are experiencing any of these, then you will love the free gift from Lucy McMonagle that will make you a money magnet. Get instant access at wealthpouch.com. This is the one tool that will open the floodgates of your wealth today. So go to wealthpouch.com now and get instant access. I will see you at wealthpouch.com.
Okay, and we are back, and my next guest is Lois Caldera of cruiseplanners.com. And Lois, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tony. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for asking, and thanks so much for calling in. Tell me how long you've been in the cruise industry and how you got your start.
Well, I started with purchasing a franchise in 2014, so it's been 3.5 years, and it was kind of a fluke. I was just looking for something different and have always wanted to own a business, and I love travel. So when I found an opportunity to own my own travel business, it was just a gift from God, I felt, and I've been doing this ever since.
Okay, and what do I need to know about planning a cruise? Because I work with a lot of speakers, and some of them do cruises, and they always tell me it's a lot of work. What do I need to know planning a cruise? Because I'm thinking of doing my own cruise.
I see. Well, I'd be happy to help you with that. There are several things to know about planning a cruise or any vacation, because I do work with land vacations, escorted tours, etc. But the first thing is to have...
Wait. Before you go there, let me clarify. What I'm looking for is I want to know, what do I need to know if I'm planning a cruise as a vacation? And then what do I need to know if I'm planning a cruise as a business event, like a conference on a cruise?
Okay. Well, the first thing to keep in mind is having a budget, because that allows travelers to find a destination that'll suit them and avoid unrealistic expectations. Some people have a champagne taste and beer budget, and, you know, you don't want them to get disappointed when they want to go to, say, a 10-day cruise to Bora Bora, but they can only afford a 7-day cruise to Mexico. And they're both wonderful places, but it really depends on how much money the traveler has to spend. So the best thing to do is sit down with a vacation planner and go over the days and dates and activities. And the prices for cruises depends on the time of year and where you want to go on the ship. So that's my next step, is they all have categories. So whether you want an inside cabin or an outside cabin or a balcony or a suite, the categories mean a different place on the ship. Do you want to be midship or in the back of the ship or the front of the ship? Do you want to be on the top decks or the bottom decks? So there's quite a variety have to gear into.
So let's assume I know nothing about that. What's the cheapest? Is it front of the ship, back of the ship, inside? What's the cheapest?
The least expensive, I would say, is the bottom decks and the inside cabin. The inside cabin means you don't have a window looking outside, but they're the least expensive. And if you're in the front or the back, they have the lower priced are either in the front and the back. The more midship you get, the higher the price, and the higher deck you go, the higher the price.
Okay, and so when is the least expensive time to take a cruise? Are there off-season times to go, or how does that work?
Well, that would be my next step, would be the destination, because it depends on where you go is kind of included in how you choose your category and the budget. Because if you wanted to go to Hawaii, which is popular pretty much all the time, the prices don't fluctuate as much as going to Europe. It's least expensive to Europe, say, January, February, when it's cold, but it's rather expensive in December because they have Christmas markets in the German and French regions. And like right now would be a good time to go to New Zealand and Australia because of the warmer weather versus going to Europe now. So all that, the destination is a big price difference as well, and the time of year. So every part of the world, you know, would be different depending on the weather and the popularity of that trip. Like Alaska only goes between May and September, so the less expensive cruises would be, for Alaska, would be May and September, and then it goes up in between June, July, and August.
Okay, and what are some common mistakes that people make when they're trying to book a cruise?
Common mistakes? I would say just not knowing what to expect when they get into their cabin. So I like to paint a picture for them. So say they get an inside cabin because they see how inexpensive it is, and then they get to the cabin and they say, it's kind of small, it feels like a closet, there's not enough space for my clothes, you know, that kind of thing. So it's just the expectation if they don't plan ahead or read about what they're getting once they do book it. If they book it on their own.
Okay, and so when you're booking a cruise, how much money are you possibly going to spend? What's the minimum?
I would say the minimum, just off the top of my head, and being in California, that this could be different for other locations, is Carnival interior cruise ship for 3 days is about, you might be able to get that for $200.
Okay.
Last minute.
That's pretty reasonable.
Pretty reasonable, yeah. That's what I'm, you know, like I said, it's just off the top of my head.
Okay, and so tell everyone where they can locate you. If you have a offer that you want to make, feel free to do that.
I can be reached at my business number is 408-745-7116. And I also have a website, which is Cruise and Travel for You. So it's C-R-U-I-S-E, the letter N as in Nancy, travel, T-R-A-V-E-L, the number 4 and the letter U.com, cruiseandtravelforyou.com. And my email is L-C-A-L-D, as in David, E-I-R-A, at cruiseplanners.com.
All right, sounds good. Lois Caldera, thank you so much for calling in. Really terrific information. Will you come back and talk to us again?
Oh, thank you, yes, and I'd be delighted to. And I do have an offer for anyone who would like me to help them with a cruise. Anytime between now and the end of March, March 31st, I'll give. I'm offering a $50 American Express card. If they book a balcony or higher for 6 nights or more per cabin.
All right. Sounds good. Sounds like a good deal. Lois, thank you so much.
I hope so.
Have a wonderful
week. My pleasure.
All right. Take care, and we'll be right back.
Hello.
You
this
have
is Meenakshi Ramesh from www.tapyourwaytohealing.com. I'm a certified EFT practitioner. EFT stands for Emotional Freedom Techniques, also called as tapping. Ask yourself these questions. Are you struggling with any physical or emotional discomfort? Are you tired of being overwhelmed and stressed? Have you been procrastinating on your projects? Have you been feeling guilty for all your mistakes? Are you suffering from insomnia? Do you want to improve your self-confidence? Are you struggling to lose weight? If you have answered yes to any of these questions, send me an email at tapyourwaytohealing@gmail.com for a free complimentary session. I hope to see you there. Thank you.
Startup founders, are you looking for resources, space, mentors, service providers? Visit us.techcode.com. Is your company growing and are you ready to access new markets? Overseas, China, Europe, North America? Visit us.techcode.com. Are you a mentor or service provider that are interested in access to startups in incubators or accelerators throughout the world? Visit us.techcode.com.
Hi. Do you speak to be seen as an expert and market your business? Do you have a system to generate leads in your business? Are you making 100K plus in your business? If the answers to these questions are no, then you need to be at the 0 to 100K Marketing Success Summit. My name is Toni Harris-Taylor with Drastic Steps Marketing. If you want to learn how to get known, get connected, and get paid, then this summit is for you. Register at drasticstepsmarketing.com and click on the 0 to 100 Success Summit link on the menu. This conference is designed to teach you the strategies to take your business to the next level for 2018. And I have a special rate for you, $147 for 3 days, February 8th through 10th in Houston, Texas. Yes, your plane will bring you here. The promo code for registration is PAY147. So again, that's drasticstepsmarketing.com. Click on the 0 to 100K link on the menu, and all the details are there. My name is Toni Harris Taylor. I'm the Turnaround Queen, saying take a drastic step today for a fantastic tomorrow, and see you in Houston in February. Bye.
This is Connections of Nevada, where Las Vegas small business professionals meet for professional networking. Business Connections of Nevada, with over $10 million in revenues amongst its members in 3 years, it's no wonder why we're Las Vegas' premier networking group. Our progressive approach to membership includes, but doesn't depend just on referrals alone. We're more than that, much more. Our membership continues to grow because our peer-to-peer education and collaboration results in both professional and personal growth. Come grow with us at bcn-nv.com. We meet at the Beacon Center. The Beacon Center, practical and affordable meeting space for any professional event. The Beacon Center, located near the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. The Beacon Center is convenient from anywhere in Las Vegas. Go to thebeaconcenter.com for details. Business Connections of Nevada, bcn-nv.com. The Beacon Center, thebeaconcenter.com.
Okay, and that's our show for this week. It was a short show. Unfortunately, Chloe, Rachel Galloway, had to reschedule, so she will be on a future show. So we look forward to that. But in the meantime, I want to thank our guests for calling in and sharing their wisdom and their tips with us. I appreciate it. We will be back next week with all new guests. For the next 2 weeks, I should say, with all new guests. Katarina Rando, who's one of my favorite people in the world, is going to be on next week, and she's got a huge following with her vampire movement. That's vampire as in F-E-M. And after the 23rd, I'm going to get ready for my San Diego Women of Influence Conference, and I'm really excited about that. And it looks like I'll be doing quite a bit of traveling. So please be sure to join us at one of the cities we're going to be in. If you want more information, be sure to email me through the website on the show or directly at awil267487@aol.com. Until next week, I'm Toni Wilkins. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.
Shake his hand and dance.